So I'm writing. I'm not writing at all. It's an audio boo. You don't write an audio boo. You speak an audio boo. So that just tells you it's been a long time since I've done an audio boo, and I just thought I'd do one as I drive home on a rainy Sunday evening in August. There's the summer for you. I'm just going to talk about cab drivers and Twitter, really, which some of you will be aware of, some of you won't. So we all doing this Tweet a London Cab thing, which has been quite successful, and I met a guy today who has been a cab driver since 1977, so has an awful lot of knowledge about the game, in inverted commas, and it's just really interesting to hear what he had to say about all of the office politics which go on about the cab trade, as you would have in any other industry. So we don't have a water cooler or a office smoking area to congregate around, so people tend to congregate around Twitter and CAFs and stuff, obviously, but Twitter is a medium which a lot of cab drivers have taken up. So there's 115 cab drivers now that are signed up to Tweet a London Cab, and we all have access to a secured account which we use to exchange information on things like traffic conditions, information on station situations, where people see queues of people at stations or theatres or wherever it might be, and it's really helpful to it's been very helpful for a lot of people to actually get work from it, but still there seems to be people there that want to use Twitter for their podium to spout odious comments about things that really are as old as the hills, and I think, as with a lot of things in life, you need to just kind of fight the battles you're going to win, and it's just quite frustrating that they seem to kind of carry on doing this. And that's just my little few musings for a Sunday night after a reasonably good day in the office. Tweet along the cab drivers, that aren't all stereotypically flat cap cardigan wearing bigots. Most of us are trying to put the good name of cabs up in people's estimation and taking it forward into the 21st century. So there you go. I bid you all a pleasant evening.